Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Kathy Unsworth. This week, Some Velvet Morning. There's a glissando of strings, like waves breaking on a shore. Then a man's voice, rich and dark, sings the most enigmatic opening lines in pop history.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate.
In response, a woman's voice, light as a summer breeze, chants an invocation.
Flowers growing on a hill, dragonflies and daffodils learn from us very much.
The year is 1967 and the setting is Hollywood. The bass voice belongs to the writer and producer Lee Hazlewood, and the soprano to his protégé, Nancy Sinatra. The legend they have just spun in vinyl will echo down the years, part rugged country, part fey folk, cloaked in psychedelia by Billy Strange's orchestration. The puzzle of the song's lyrics and the otherworldly beauty of its sound offered seemingly endless possibilities for interpreters. The song Some Velvet Morning first appeared on the album of Nancy Sinatra's TV special called Moving with Nancy. It was then released as a single and finally placed in its most majestic setting, the 1968 reprise LP, Nancy and Lee. Some Velvet Morning crystallises a moment in time between the optimism of the summer of love and the darkness on the desert horizon manifested in the rogue hippie Charles Manson. Not for nothing was it voted the best duet of all time by British music critics in 2003. Lee Hazlewood was born in Oklahoma in 1929. His father was an itinerant oilman whose wanderings across the South imbued young Lee with a taste for the cowboy lifestyle and its music. Having served for his country in Korea, Hazlewood began working as a songwriter and producer for the rockabillies Sanford Clark and Duane Eddy in 1956, where he hit upon the novel idea of recording Eddy's twanging guitar inside a grain silo. In 1965, Hazlewood was asked by Frank Sinatra to come to the rescue of his daughter's career, and he duly delivered the smash hit These Boots Were Made for Walking. He told Nancy Sinatra, "You can't sing like Nancy Nice Lady anymore. You have to sing for the truckers."
And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows, you ain't had time to learn.
Recast, Nancy staked her claim to pop immortality and recorded another album with Hazlewood, the man she described as part Henry Higgins and part Sigmund Freud. It was called Nancy and Lee Again and was released in 1972. Nancy's singing on Some Velvet Morning, however, is more the voice of an elemental, heightened by the name Phaedra. In mythology, Phaedra is the treacherous wife of Theseus, whose unrequited love for Hippolytus results in his death at the hands of Poseidon. Many of Hazlewood's songs invoke sprite-like beings, casting spells on cowboys that result in the loss of senses and spurs. And he based the logo of his record company on a classical Greek profile. But, like the contrast between his vocals and hers, there is another, more carnal interpretation of what the song's lyrics might mean. Hazelwood's sudden move to Sweden in 1971, at the height of his popularity, added to his mystery. Had Frank Sinatra really put out a hit on Lee because he and Nancy had grown too close? Or was Hazelwood simply avoiding the taxman? It is this ambiguity that has drawn many subsequent artists to their own retellings of the myth. Lydia Lunch and Roland S. Howard made the perfect gothic coupling on their 1982 version of Some Velvet Morning.
Look at us, but do not touch. Phaedra is my name.
Some Velvet Morning when I'm straight.
Flowers are the things we know.
Bobby Gillespie teamed up with Kate Moss to record a version of Some Velvet Morning for Primal Scream's 2002 album, Evil Heat. The shoegazer slow dive and proto-grunge's Thin White Rope have also taken cracks at the enigma that is Some Velvet Morning. But most poignant is the final version of the song that Lee recorded before his death from renal cancer in 2007. On his swan song LP from 2005 called Cake or Death, Lee duets with his granddaughter. Phaedra is her name.
Thank you, Phaedra.
I love you, Grandpa. Peace out.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.